on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:48, Brock Hunter.
Good morning.
What's up, you ass?
Brock's all excited.
I'm all excited, yeah. I am very excited.
So, something, huge announcement.
Huge announcement.
You know, we're going to give it to you right now because it's Brock. Just tell him what you got in the mail.
So I did. I just had to jet home real quick. Sorry to anybody that I cut off while I was driving home because my fire pit just got dropped off. Yeah.
Just in time for fall, dude. So I've been
kicking around this propane fire pit that you have, and you actually recommended it to me. So,
dude, it's a great thing. I think my parents got it for us for like a wedding gift, maybe, or maybe it was a birthday present or something. But they had one. And I'm like, all right, propane fire pit, like, I don't know. But, dude, they got one, and we used it for like a week, and I'm like, I have to have one of these things.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. There's something nice about walking up to a pit and lighting it, boom, immediately. You don't have to sit there with...
Well, because here's the thing is, Kiki, you can't beat a real, campfire, obviously. But if it's like a Tuesday night, I don't feel like getting all smoky and covered in ash and whatever. And I get, summertime, you get all sweaty. So it's nice to be able to just go out, light it up real quick and go. Hell, you even brought yours when we went ice fishing that one time. It was awesome.
Ice fishing. Yeah. Dude, you can bring them anywhere. Honestly, if you crack open a window... I mean, I wouldn't recommend it, but you could light those things in your house. I'm telling you.
No one take advice from Hunter on this.
Just saying. You could do it. You know what's nice about them? You can touch the bottom of them. Yeah. And you could, it doesn't get that hot. It's crazy.
For God's sakes, don't put it in your house and don't be touching a fire. Because what is wrong with you?
Yeah. Well, you'll know. You just got one. You've never had one. So let me tell you what it's all about.
You tell me all the dumb things to do.
Because you're going to be lighting it today, and you're going to be like, you're going to look at the bottom. You're like, I wonder if he was right. And you're going to do it, and you're going to be like, you know what? Son of a bitch was right.
No, I will not be doing that ever. Anyway, so yeah, I literally, I was like, Hunter, I'll be right back. Because you get the photo now from Amazon. Oh, yeah. And, of course, mine was right on the front stoop. And because of the world we live in and there's a thing called porch pirates, I was like, all right, I'm going to run home real quick. I jetted home, grabbed it, got in the back of the truck. Now we're ready to go. So.
You know, I'm gonna tell you, I'm kind of jealous you get Amazon packages at 8:45 in the morning.
I am surprised.
I got to wait till like 4.
And I ordered that on Sunday, by the way. God, you know what? Jeff Bezos, just take all of my money. I don't care. I ordered the antenna. And adapter and fire pit on Sunday. I got the antenna and adapter yesterday, and then I got the fire pit today at 8:45 in the morning.
On your porch, with a smile.
Unbelievable.
Just imagine if they turn the orchard small. Come on, I'm putting this out here again. We should talk about this every morning until it happens.
Until it happens.
Orchard small needs to be an Amazon warehouse.
I'm all for it. All for it.
Why not?
Yeah.
It'll create jobs. You'll get your package in like an hour.
Yeah. We would have 30.
Everybody's happy.
Forget 1 day or 2 day shipping. We have 20-minute shipping here. Just go to the store and pick it up. Actually, I'd probably end up working for Amazon just to get that discount more than
once. I would consider it.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Right?
Dude, 2020, one-star review. But if one thing, God, please, I'm looking up into the sky right now. If you give us one thing. The Orchard Small, just bulldoze the damn thing and make it an Amazon warehouse, please, God.
Other than a vaccine for the coronavirus or, world peace, everything like that. But one other thing is that Orchard Small becomes an Amazon distribution center. Please, God. Anyway. All right, let's get to it. We got to do your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
I don't even have the sheet open, man. Your dumb vocabulary for today.
At least you're honest, I guess. You need to have that sheet open because we've been doing this bit for like 4 years, dude. You got to be running out of words.
I'm going to get something done here. have we ever done Skelehor?
Skelehor. No.
He-Man?
I'll get you, He-Man.
He-Man?
I have the power! Skelehor. Yeah, you know what a Skelehor is. You see him in Vegas. It's just a methed out, cracked out whore. It's says a, you can see her ribs.
It's the slutty skinny bitch right there.
Damn. Put it that way.
I'll get you, Hunter.
I'll get you.
This skinny guy going out at the bar, and you always got that one skeleton out there. I'll get you.
Look at that scraggly hair.
It's trying to rip your donger off. It's mine.
God, there is one around here, around St. Joe, a skeleton that walks around. She's always the loudest one in the bar.
Yep.
She has that real valley talk. Oh, boy.
I'll get you.
Anyway, that's when you got to have snarf. Or is that Thundercats? Either way, that's going to do it. That's your dumb vocabulary. For God's sakes.